We just come out of closed session at 7:50. There's nothing to report at this time. Next item, public comment. Oh, Mr. Bone? Nothing, okay. General manager, board member comments? None. Future agenda items?
I got one. I do want, and I talked to Evelyn about this earlier, but I do want to add what type of earnings we're getting out of the LAFE account, because
okay.
they've dropped, so I just want the whole board to be aware of, you know, that's where we're putting most of our eggs, what's going on with LAFE.
Do you know what LAFE is?
No.
Local Agency Investment Fund.
Okay.
It's a consortium that's up in Sacramento that was initiated by one of the governors for agencies to put their money into. It is controlled by a group for us as judicial responsible individuals that take our money and invest it on short-term loans and to people that need it, other agencies, so on. It is not in the general fund. It is not controlled, and it is not touchable by the state or federal government. It is our money in our account. I went up, 10 years ago? We went up there to a workshop to find out what it was, and the secretary or the treasurer was up there, and we're talking about it, and I'm like, I spoke up, and I said, you know, you keep telling us this is our money. Are you trying to convince yourself or us that you guys aren't going to touch our money? I mean, I hammered them, asked all kinds of questions before we came back. We watched what they do. They go on to a trading, almost like a stock exchange trading floor, all these guys. And there's people calling them to get short term. One day, 1 week, 1 month, and they say what rate they're willing to pay. And the monies are loaned out and then paid back. Like, say, but mostly government agencies.
So what's the benefit to the district?
High interest rate.
Yeah, the interest rate is somebody will get it for a percent and a half return, and they'll have the money for a week.
Okay.
Per se.
But if the district needed to use the money for something?
We take it anytime we want.
Okay.
It's ours to pull out whenever we want. So it's kind of like a passbook, high yield passbook account. It's kind of what it is. So there was, you know, it's one of those things like, is it legit? Is it real? So I can tell you it is, because I actually sat on the trading floor while they were doing all the phone calls and everything. So.
Interesting.
It is. And so what happens is, you'll find that she'll say, hey, we've got this much of a buildup in the general account. I would like to move it over to LAFE. So if it's over there, even if it's making a half a percent, it's still making money.
Right. It's better than laying
kind of like a lending club. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So, and then if we got a big bill to pay, we can move it over into the general fund, but it takes board action to move it either way.
Got it.
The checks and balances is you as the board. I need a majority vote, and then I got to take a copy of the minutes to the bank. Show them that, and then I would call LAFE, and then there's a PIN number.
So,
kind of like transfer or withdrawal.
So, at first question or first thing, you're like, local agency is local agency investment fund. Look it up. But there is an interesting aspect of what they do. It's kind of like a bullpen or thing going with the. Like stockbrokers do, and you know, people calling in.
Hey, as long as there's no risk and you're making money, it's a good thing.
And well, what the thing too is they do is they'll have people call in and say, hey, I'm willing to pay 3% for 60 days. They won't even take it. Because if somebody's willing to pay that kind of high percentage, what's going on? So.
Yeah, just the return has been dwindling, so I just wanted to.
That because of the interest rates are so low. When the interest rates are higher, the return, of course, is higher.
Yeah.
When the Fed is so low that they're like almost like paying people to take money, the life account is not going to do as well. Next item. So you want that not as an agenda item, but as a part of the financials.
No, I want to know on the agenda because I want you guys to know what kind of return we're getting from that now.
She wants it to be educated.
Well, do you, how?
But just as like a discussion item, not as an action item.
Yeah, it's just a discussion.
Okay, and, yeah. And if you could amend that to maybe put a little line item of what our the returns we are getting on a monthly basis for a little while, just so people get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any others?
So what's the deal with the valve replacement, the isolation valve replacement that he was talking about in the beginning of the meeting? Not going to do it now because of the...
No, they grid? found No, they couldn't find the shutoff to shut
the grid. No, not that one. For
the grant.
Yeah, the grant.
Oh, no, they're going to do it. They're waiting to... We have to pony up the money first.
Right, I understand that. So it seems like you've been putting out a lot of money and have to wait for the state.
And that's one of the reasons why then the problem therein lies is our capital reserves are to make sure that our lenders who hold our bonds are feel we are stable enough. And if we use too much of our capital reserves, then we end up becoming unstable, like going from a AAA to a B credit rating kind of a thing, and then they're like, and they could call a bond.
Yes.
That's why when I had my discussion with our CPA, she said that would be, you know, basically we'd be committing financial suicide.
Right.
If something went wrong and the state denied the reimbursement, then we also hold the bridge loan.
Right. So my question was, are we going to move forward with that risk?
Well, what we're trying to do is, first, banning, you know, is pushing us to get a bridge loan because it'll affect them because it's a joint loan between the city of Banning and us. So what they're trying to, so they're pushing us to get a bridge loan from San Gregorio. I have the engineer working and communicating with the state saying, look, you know, we're a poor district, you know, and why don't you front us the money and we'll be responsible for it, and then we'll submit the bills, and if you don't approve them, then, you know, that's another discussion. But we can't afford $250,000 cash every 3 months because there's rules and laws when you're contracting a construction company. You got to pay them, you know, within stages. Well, you should know that you're
One of those guys.
Yeah. So.
And
I have my personal opinion. It's not an opinion of the district or me as general manager, but you know, the state uses this. Oh, we're going to help all these poor communities. But you got to have money to get free money. You know, these grant monies.
Yeah. And you got to. You got to be able to front it. It takes forever to get anything out of the state.
Anything else from anybody? All right. Future board meeting items, finance and audit, Tuesday, November 16th at 5 p.m. Regular board meeting, Tuesday, November 16th, 6 p.m. Personnel committee, none. Pass Regional Water Alliance, the 27th, tentatively the 27th. Okay.
Actually, I do have a comment. I think it's going to be next month that they're going to come for the audit presentation. But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay.
And that is the first date for the meeting.
And have you heard any, I know you sent a letter out about looking for resumes for people to be on the board. So am I to presume that I was appointed and...
She said that if there was a letter of recommendation for you to be appointed, then that could be acceptable, but they'll need the letter
from somebody in the community.
Somebody I believe it's from the board.
Board member? For me?
Yes.
And so, Anita Radford, do you want me on the board as the chairman?
You're already on the board, didn't you?
No, but...
Since you were a day late or whatever it was.
Right.
You were a day late to get
really?
Paperwork in, yeah.
Really? You've been doing this for how many years?
So is that going to be two spots then?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about that whole thing.
Yeah, no, we talked the other day about it.
Sarah wants to write a letter of recommendation.
No. So generate a letter with names on it and somebody will sign it.
I'll sign it.
I'll sign it if you call it. If
yeah, you write it.
Well, I'll sign it.
That might be a chairman, because generally most agency, government agency, after re-election, they re-elect.
Right.
Official.
For the board. But the thing is, they know there was intent because the papers were taken out. It's just they never didn't get them in time because it was with work, my mother-in-law dying, and everything else. I just like
that's good excuse.
Oh, wait, don't you have to come in and be able to interview now, right?
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting on all right.
Yeah. How many people are running?
No, us.
I guess
I'm the only one not up.
I know Sanders and I may mention that he's not going to rerun.
Yeah, well,
that's what I was saying, two spots.
Me and so.
Well, it depends. Yeah, when she called me, I said, well, why can't I run for the full term? Because I'm only running for the short term now. If there's an open spot.
Because it's going to put you back in the same years as me.
Yeah, but what do you
original.
Matter? There's still two open seats, and nobody's
it's
running.
Because right now, there's two open seats. If you run the 4 years, it's going to put all four of you at the same time again, and it's going to leave only one
okay.
director here.
So everybody's going
to need to offset it.
Right.
That's why when his first started, he started with 2 years, so it can offset. So it's not just, I mean, what is going to be
no,
going through that? I
go
by myself.
Campaign.
Well, yeah, that's why he did it. I'm not saying, that's why they did it, not him. We
yeah.
know why he did it.
Hey, it was a very... strategic move.
You want to know what my campaign
was?
$10 at the dollar store with
right.
cardboard and markers.
I'm going to pull up what my campaign was at the tractor street. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that was
so
awesome.
If nobody's running, there's no reason to...
Can I remind the board?
No, we're not campaigning.
Anything you say
yeah.
is being
recorded.
We're not campaigning.
Yeah. Basically, the election, because nobody campaigned, there is no election. No,
there's nobody... is competing for open seats as
right.
a campaign.
So you're automatic. They don't even hold the election. You're appointed.
Oh, okay.
But because I failed to get the paperwork in on time, the board can elect to put me in. So I need to give you a resume, is what you were saying.
She didn't say anything.
No, just a letter.
Just a letter.
A letter of recommendation.
So you want me to write it and someone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll sign it.
We'll sign it. Well, I'll give him a recommendation.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad. Oh, it's because nobody else wants this chair.
I don't.
Okay, I need a motion to...
I make a motion.
I second that motion.
Do you guys want to vote on it?
Sure.
I motion to adjourn at 8:05 p.m. Made by Director Morris, seconded by Director Fincher, Director Sanderson, Director Morris,
aye.
Director Fincher,
aye.
Director Wargo,
aye.
And Director Lee.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 8:05 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, 2021.
Okay, Sarah, so this is me running for water board.
Okay, that's awesome.